We propose next to examine the use of the term by those who lived before, during, and subsequent to the time when Christ and the apostles used it. Carson, Stuart, and Conant have given us perhaps every known occurrence of the word in the whole range of Greek literature. Dr. Conant, in his Baptizein, has given us 236 examples of its use, of which he says, "The examples of the common meaning and use of the word in sections 1 and 2 are from every period of Greek literature in which the word occurs. They include all that have been given by lexicographers and by those who have written professedly on the subject. And these, with the examples added from my own reading, exhaust the use of this word in Greek literature. The quotations have been copied, in every instance, by myself or under my own eyes, from the page, chapter, or section referred to. Special pains have been taken to make these references as definite and clear as possible, that any passage may be easily found. The author's name being given, the name of the treatise and its divisions, if any are made, and the volume and page of the edition in most common use, or of the one accessible to me. We have not room to give our readers the benefit of all the examples given by Dr. Conant, but we will give a sufficient number to indicate the import of the term at the time it was used by the authors of the New Testament. We give the number attached to each example in Dr. Conant's work by which they may be found by anyone who may choose to look for them. We do not follow the numerical order of the doctor, because we wish to present such examples as will give us the use of the word at a sufficient period before the days of the Savior, and coming down through his time to a sufficiently late period to give its use at the time he employed it. Example 62. Pindar, born 522 years before Christ. Pythic Odes, 2:79-80, 144-147. Comparing himself to a cork of a fisher's net floating at the top, while the other parts of the fishing tackle are doing service in the depth below, he says, "For as when the rest of the tackle is toiling deep in the sea, I, as a cork above the net, am undipped, unbaptized in the brine." Example 1. Polybius, born 205 years before Christ. In his History, Book 1, Chapter 51, Section 6. In his account of the sea fight at Drepanum between the Romans and Carthaginians, describing the advantages of the latter in their choice of a position, and in the superior structure and more skillful management of their vessels, he says, "For if any were hard-pressed by the enemy, they retreated safely on account of their fast sailing into the open space. And then, with reversed course, now sailing round and now attacking in flank the more advanced of the pursuers, while turning and embarrassed on account of the weight of the ships and the unskillfulness of the crews, they made continued assaults and submerged, baptized, many of the vessels." Example 2. The same work, Book 8, Chapter 8, Section 4. Describing the operations of the engines which Archimedes constructed for the defense of Syracuse when besieged by the Romans, and with which he lifted the prows of the besieging vessels out of the water so that they stood erect on the stern, and then let them fall, he says, "Which being done, some of the vessels fell on their sides, and some were overturned, but most of them, when the prow was let fall from on high, being submerged, baptized, became filled with sea water and with confusion." Example 6. The same History, Book 39, Chapter 3, Section 7. In his description of the manner of taking the swordfish, with an iron-headed spear or harpoon, he says, "And even if the spear fall into the sea, it is not lost, for it is compacted of both oak and pine, so that when the oaken part is immersed, baptized by the weight, the rest is buoyed up and is easily recovered." Example 7. The same work, Book 3, Chapter 72, Section 4. Speaking of the passage of the Roman army under the consul Tiberius through the river Tepia, which had been swollen by heavy rains, he says, "They passed through with difficulty, the soldiers immersed, baptized as far as to the breast." Example 50. Aesop's Fables. Fable of the mule who, finding that he lightened his load of salt by lying down in the water, repeated the experiment when loaded with sponges and wool. One of the salt-bearing mules, rushing into the water, accidentally slipped down, and rising up, lightened, the salt becoming dissolved, he perceived the cause and remembered it. So that always, when passing through the river, he purposely lowered down and immersed, baptized the pannier. Of uncertain date, related in Plutarch's Moralia, Skill of Water and Land Animals, 16. Example 86, Aesop's Fables, writer and date unknown. Fable of the Man and the Fox. A certain man, having a grudge against a fox for some mischief done by her, and getting her into his power, contrived a long time how to punish her, and dipping, baptizing tow in oil, he bound it to her tail and set it on fire. Example 71. Homeric Allegories, Chapter 9. B.C. uncertain how long. The writer explains the grounds of the allegory, as he regards it, of Neptune freeing Mars from Vulcan thus. Since the mass of iron drawn red-hot from the furnace is plunged, baptized in water, and the fiery glow by its own nature quenched with water ceases. Example 9. Strabo, born about 60 years before Christ. In his Geography, Book 12, Chapter 2, Section 4. Speaking of the underground channel through which the waters of the Pyramus, a river of Cilicia in Asia Minor, forced their way, he says, "And to one who hurls down a dart from above into the channel, the force of the water makes so much resistance that it is hardly immersed, baptized." Example 10. The same work, Book 6, Chapter 2, Section 9. And around Acragus Agrigentum in Sicily are marsh lakes, having the taste indeed of seawater, but a different nature. For even those who cannot swim are not immersed, baptized, floating like pieces of wood. Example 11. The same work, Book 14, Chapter 3, Section 9. Speaking of the march of Alexander's army along the narrow beach, flooded in stormy weather, between the mountain called Climax and the Pamphylian Sea, he says, "Alexander, happening to be there at the stormy season, and accustomed to trust for the most part to fortune, set forward before the swell subsided, and they marched the whole day in water, immersed, baptized, as far as to the waist." Example 12. The same work, Book 14, Chapter 2, Section 42. Speaking of the asphalt in the Lake Lyrbanus, which floats on the surface on account of the great specific gravity of the water, he says, "Then floating at the top on account of the nature of the water, by virtue of which we said there is no need of being a swimmer, and he who enters in is not immersed, baptized, but is lifted out." Example 61. Strabo, born about the year 60 BC, that is, 60 years before Christ, in his Geography, Book 12, Chapter 5, Section 4, speaking of the lake Tata in Phrygia, which he calls a natural salt pit, he says, "The water solidifies so readily around everything that is immersed, baptized into it, that they draw up salt crowns when they let down a circle of rushes." Example 13. Diodorus wrote his history about 60 to 30 years before Christ. It is called Historical Library, Book 16, Chapter 80. In his account of Timoleon's defeat of the Carthaginian army on the bank of the river Chermissus in Sicily, many of the fugitives perishing in the stream swollen by a violent storm, he says, "The river, rushing down with the current, increased in violence, submerged, baptized many, and destroyed them attempting to swim through with their armor." Example 14. The same work, Book 1, Chapter 36. Describing the effects of the rapid rise of water during the annual inundation of the Nile, he says, "Most of the wild land animals are surrounded by the stream and perish, being submerged, baptized, but some, escaping to the higher grounds, are saved." Example 16. Josephus, born A.D. 37. Jewish Antiquities, Book 15, Chapter 3, Section 3. Describing the murder of the boy Aristobulus, who, by Herod's command, was drowned by his companions in a swimming bath, says, "Continually pressing down and immersing, baptizing him while swimming, as if in sport, they did not desist till they had entirely suffocated him." Example 17. The same writer, Jewish Wars, Book 1, Chapter 2, Section 22, relating to the same occurrence, says, "And there, according to command, being immersed, baptized by the Gauls in a swimming bath, he dies." Example 18. The same writer, Jewish Wars, Book 1, Chapter 8, Section 5. "As I also account a pilot most cowardly, who, through dread of a storm, before the blast came, voluntarily submerged, baptized the vessel." Example 19. The same writer, Jewish Wars, Book 3, Chapter 9, Section 3. Describing the condition of the vessels in the port of Joppa during a storm, he says, "And many of the vessels struggling against the opposing swell toward the open sea, for they feared the shore being rocky and the enemies upon it, the billows rising high above submerged." Example 20. The same writer, Antiquities of the Jews, Book 9, Chapter 10, Section 2. In his narrative of Jonah's flight and of the events that followed, he says, "The ship being just about to be submerged, baptized." Example 21. The same writer, Life of Himself, Section 3, says, "For our vessel having been submerged, baptized in the midst of the Adriatic, being about 600 in number, we swam through the whole night." Example 24. Plutarch, born about AD 50, Life of Theseus, 14, quotes the following oracle of the Sibyl respecting the city of Athens: "A bladder thou mayest be immersed, baptized, but it is not possible for thee to sink." Example 25. The same writer, Life of Alexander, 67. Describing a season of revelry in the army of Alexander the Great, when returning from his eastern conquests, he says, "Thou wouldest not have seen a buckler or a helmet or a pike, but the soldiers along the whole way dipping, baptizing with cups and horns and goblets from great wine jars and mixing bowls were drinking to one another." Example 64. The same writer, on Superstition, 3. The superstitious man consulting the jugglers of his frightful dreams is told, "Call the old expiatrix, and plunge, baptize thyself into the sea, and spend a day in sitting on the ground." Example 65. The same writer, Gryllus, 7. He says of Agamemnon, "Then bravely plunging, baptizing himself into the lake Capaeus, that there he might extinguish his love and be freed from desire." Example 28. Lucian, born about 135 A.D., Timon or the Man-Hater, 44. Among the resolves for the direction of his future life to testify his hatred of mankind is the following: "And if the winter's torrent were bearing one away, and he with outstretched hands were imploring help, to thrust even him headlong, immersing, baptizing, so that he should not be able to come up again." Example 29. The same writer, True History, Book 2, Section 4. In this satire on the love of the marvelous, he pleasantly describes men walking on the sea, having cork feet, and says, "We wondered, therefore, when we saw them not immersed, baptized, but standing above the waves and traveling on without fear." Example 31. Dion Cassius, born AD 155, Roman History, Book 37, Chapter 58. In the description here given of the effects of a violent storm of wind, he says, "So that very many trees were uprooted by the roots, and many houses were thrown down. The ships which were in the Tiber, and lying at anchor by the sea and at its mouth, were submerged, baptized, and the wooden bridge was destroyed." Example 32. The same work, Book 41, Chapter 42. Describing the defeat of Curio by Juba, king of Numidia, at the siege of Utica in Africa, and the fate of the fugitives, many losing their lives in their eager haste to get aboard of their vessels, and others by overloading and sinking them, he says, "And many of them who had fled perished, some thrown down by the jostling in getting on board the vessels, and others submerged, baptized, in the vessels themselves by their own weight." Example 38. Porphyry, born AD 233, concerning the Styx. describing the lake of probation in India and the use made of it by the Brahmins for testing the guilt or innocence of persons accused of crime, he says, "The depth is as far as to the knees, and when the accused comes to it, if he is guiltless, he goes through without fear, having the water as far as to the knees. But if guilty, after proceeding a little way, he is immersed, baptized unto the head." Example 44. Gregory, A.D. 240. Panegyric on Origen, 14. Describing him as an experienced and skillful guide through the mazes of philosophical speculations, he says, "He himself would remain on high in safety, and stretching out a hand to others, save them as if drawing up persons submerged, baptized." Example 54. Achilles Tatius, A.D. 450. Story of Clitophon and Leucippe, Book 3, Chapter 1. The vessel being thrown on her beam ends in a storm. The narrator says, "We all therefore shifted our position to the more elevated parts of the ship in order that we might lighten that part of the ship that was immersed, baptized." Example 55. The same writer, Ibidem, that is, Story of Clitophon and Leucippe. "But suddenly the wind shifts to another part of the ship, and the vessel is almost immerged, baptized." Example 82. Achilles Tatius, A.D. 450, Story of Clitophon and Leucippe, Book 2, Chapter 14. "And there is a fountain of gold there. They plunge, baptize into the water, therefore, a pole smeared with pitch, and open the barriers of the stream. And the pole is to the gold what the hook is to the fish, for it catches it, and the pitch is a bait for the prey." Many other examples might be given, but these are deemed sufficient to show that baptizo, at the time the Savior and the writers of the New Testament used it, primarily meant to dip or immerse. It is admitted that classical Greek writers often employed the word in a metaphorical sense, but we are seeking for its primary and literal meaning, as used in the New Testament.